I'm Stuart Langridge.
I'm John O'Bacon.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
Soon to be banned in China.
On this side of the world, the internet was rocked a few days back with news of Google threatening to move their operations out of China. This was due to a recently foiled large-scale attack on their systems targeting human rights supporters' Gmail accounts. The refreshingly frank revelation from Google hit their official blog and sparked reams of online newsprint discussion. The reaction within the Great Firewall was of course far more muted, with much of it censored out. Reports suggest that much of the Chinese internet community who did hear the news do support it. But with some alternative viewpoints, such as Rao Jin, founder of anti-CNN.com, suggesting that Google made its decision under pressure from Hillary Clinton, who met with Google's CEO last week to discuss the promotion of internet freedom around the world. Google have a delicate balance to strike here. While we all applaud their don't be evil policy, I'm willing to bet that their shareholders give a considerably bigger shit about the bottom line than about human rights. While many of us praise Google on their decision, it could be argued that Google's decision is effectively a sanction against China, likened to US economic sanctions against Cuba, Iran, and North Korea. Sanctions always generate knock-on effects, typically with the people suffering more than the governments. And it is not entirely out of the realm of possibility that to save face, the Chinese government may crack down permanently on sites such as Twitter and Facebook, just as Iran did when news of the protests spread there. The surface of this news suggests a positive, strong, and very public commitment to human rights from Google. But could their decision backfire and actually worsen the situation in China?
It's interesting to think about the amount of censorship that actually goes on in China. I don't think anyone, until they've looked into it, actually appreciates the depth of how much happens. I mean, a lot of people have heard about the Great Firewall without really knowing what it is. But essentially, the Great Firewall, which the Chinese call the Golden Spring Project, will completely block access to lots and lots of websites. Websites related to Falun Gong, which is a spiritual practice they don't like. News sources that cover stuff the Chinese government don't want people to read about, like Tiananmen Square protests or freedom of speech websites or whatever. So BBC News is blocked, for example, and lots of Taiwanese websites are blocked. They also do block sites that are pornographic or contain criminal information. Now, whether you think that's a good idea or not is beside the point, but I think there'd be more support for that as a viewpoint than there would for blocking sites about the Dalai Lama and the independence of Tibet, which they also do.
It seems to go from the sublime to the ridiculous. The important thing here as well is it's tempting to assume that Google are the most popular search engine over there because Google's so popular elsewhere in the world, but it actually isn't, of course. Now, the most dominant search engine from over there, as far as we're aware, is Baidu, which has about 64% of the market, and Google is down at 31%. The rest only have about 5%. But what's interesting about Baidu is that... They have a pretty phenomenal level of censorship there, it seems, as well. There was a big thing hit the New York Times recently, and Shot of Jack listeners can try this out. Go to Baidu.com, that's B-A-I-D-U, and search for anything, and it should work. Now if you go there and search for google.blogspot.com, you'll be blocked from Baidu. It's pretty scary when you actually see it happening. We always hear about this kind of censorship going on, but for us in the... Certainly, you know, for you and I from England and in the US, it's kind of freaky to see this kind of thing going on. So,
I mean, being quite clear about this, the censorship is done at the behest of the Chinese government. And Google and Yahoo have also both agreed to perform similar kinds of censorship. So it's not all done by the Great Firewall. In order to do business in China as a big company, you need to fit in with the local rules. And if you're a search engine, one of the local rules is don't allow people to search for things about Tibet's independence. So Google have also bought into this practice. Up until recently, the thing which is exciting about what they've recently declared is not that they flat out refused to do this from the beginning, it's that they agreed to do it from the beginning and now they're changing their minds.
Yeah, and that's so. This is being widely reported, and in thinking about something, you know, in thinking about how we're going to approach this on Shot of Jack, we didn't really want to cover a lot of the ground that's already been covered. The thing that really struck us was this kind of this discussion around Hillary Clinton maybe pushing this forward, and maybe the fact that this has become a very political issue, and the fact that Google is such a big company in the world, and is such a powerful company because it's an information company. It's as if this is kind of becoming very political, and it smacks of the word sanction, because it strikes me that the Chinese people, if they don't have access to Google, in some ways will suffer. It's a brand that is associated with information and sharing information, all that kind of stuff, and that sounds like a very healthy influence in that part of the world.
That's the interesting point here, really. That do Google have a responsibility to continue to provide what information they do already provide there? I mean, they're a private company. You know, they're not obliged to do anything in theory. They're at the behest of their shareholders and their CEO and their management team, and they can decide to do what they want. If they decide not to operate in the Chinese market, they're quite welcome to do so, in the same way the people who make bins are welcome to try and sell them in the Chinese market or not, as they choose. But have Google now gone, are Google now that big and that fundamental a part of the way that we currently live our lives that they've moved up above the idea of just being a private company? And do they have some kind of larger social responsibility to provide information to people just because they are so critical?
It's interesting. I mean, the thing I'm curious about is if this kind of report about Hillary Clinton is true, and we don't know if it is, I'm wondering whether she went to her, she went to them, or they went to her. And I'm willing to bet that she went to them, because Google are a remarkable force in the world. No one can deny that. And it's interesting. We regularly hear stories about technology kind of dragging people and governments and organizations into the into the 21st century. And it seems like this is what's happening over there in China, is that the government, you know, genuinely wants to. It's got a vision on how the internet should be, and that vision doesn't match what Google's vision is. And but the predominance of Google seems to be producing this interesting kind of this interesting play between the two. And the fact that Google was so vocal about this, and the fact that it can cause this much news when somebody when a private company will pull out of a country because they're such a big information provider, it kind of makes you think that Google are kind of echoing some of the importance that government has.
Well, that's exactly the point. We're talking about Google having a sense of social responsibility above them being a private company. We're talking about the kind of uneasy symbiosis in between Google, the American company, and Hillary Clinton, the American Secretary of State. So whether the, you know, Hillary Clinton could reasonably be described as the second most powerful person in the American government, and possibly the second most powerful person in the world, if you want to look at it that way. And if she approached Google and asked them to pull out in order to make a point to China, then are Google basically fitting in as a pawn in a larger political game? The flip side of that, though, which is almost as important, is if Google approached Hillary Clinton and said, we're thinking of doing this, are they now at a point where they can say, we're that big, that we're going to go and tell the government what we're doing, and then have them consult us on how best to do it? Are they operating at that kind of level? I mean, sanction was only ever a word that you heard used between nation states. And are Google now realistically as powerful as a government?
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, as ever, we are just the start of the conversation. There is a huge amount of opportunity for discussion on this. You know, we'd like to encourage all of our Shot of Jack listeners to go and go to shotofjack.org and have a listen to this and leave comments. I mean, what's going to be the next steps for the Chinese people? What's going to be the next steps for Google? How is this going to affect not only the culture over in China? How is this going to affect the attitudes towards companies, information companies, and censorship and all the rest of it? If you want to get involved, you can email us. You can talk to us on Twitter. You can get involved on the website, and the only link that you need to know is shotofjack.org/discuss.